This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native people held a rally and marched to the convention center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tuesday to show support for tribal sovereignty and object to a forum which did not include tribal leaders on the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on McGirt. Last July, the Supreme Court affirmed the Muscogee Reservation and provided jurisdictional clarity. Muscogee media streamed parts of Tuesday's rally live on Facebook.
We need to be able to recognize all parts of this and not just pick and choose the parts that we want to get out there. The federal government has the authority to prosecute the people. The tribes have the authority to prosecute, and we can handle our own. And we are a sovereign nation.
The forum featured district attorneys, law enforcement, and Governor Kevin Stitt. Tribal leaders say they were not formally invited to participate. Statements from the Muscogee and Cherokee Nations expressed frustrations and lack of collaboration with the state since the court decision, and the tribes are looking to work with local, state, and federal partners. 2 News Oklahoma reports the contentious forum ended early as Native people turned out and expressed their frustrations to the governor. The Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation in Washington declared a state of emergency Tuesday due to uncontrolled fires. The reservation is shut down to the public and industrial activities are halted. The fire Tuesday morning had burned 10,000 acres, homes, and buildings. According to a press release, the fire danger is extreme, with high temperatures reaching 105 degrees. Wind gusts in the forecast this week may also increase the fire danger. All tribal government operations were closed Tuesday as tribal leaders assessed the situation. A school on the Crow Reservation is under renovation to better serve the community. Yellowstone Public Radio's Taylor Stagner has more about the importance of the small reservation school.
Loyola School on the Crow Reservation is the town's only school, has the only playground, and is the only place to grab a quick bite to eat because the cafeteria offers free food to community members. There are 90 students during the school year, K through the 8th grade. Principal and Superintendent Christy Wright says she pushes the small school to be forward-thinking as the administration gets ready to break ground on new facilities next month.
We have a huge robotics program, so those are the things that we're very much wanting our kids to get into, and especially our girls.
A federal grant will fund renovations of the main building, built in the 1950s, and the small temporary pods that were placed outside the main structure in the 1970s will be torn down and replaced with new pods with STEM facilities and outdoor accommodations.
And the other thing that's going to be cool is each pod will have an outdoor learning space where they can walk out of the classroom directly and be in that little space that they're going to have designated. And we're really hoping that's more of a cultural space so we can do some of our Crow cultural activities in there and really hone in on some of the things that nature has to offer when we go outside.
Wright says the new pods would act like tiny community centers to give students more personal time with instructors and with each other. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
The St. Regis Mohawk Tribal Council increased the tribal minimum wage for government employees to a little more than $15. The wage is a nearly $2.50 increase of the previous rate. It will apply to all tribal government employees and went into effect this week. The tribe is expected to increase the minimum wage for workers at the casino resort in September. Tribal leaders say the wage increase is an effort to help with the well-being and livelihood of all their employees. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.